Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Local Business Network Hour. Local Business Network is Michigan's most powerful business referral organization because we are truly committed to maximizing referrals for our members and because we have the experience and systems necessary to achieve that goal. Over 13 years of experience in building, training, and supporting business referral groups has resulted in a referral generation program superior to that offered by any of our competitors. Join Al and Chuck with today's show. Enjoy.
Hey, welcome everybody. Al Crawford here, joined down in Texas by Chuck Gifford. How are you today, sir?
I'm doing great. Staying
good,
warm.
Good. Yeah, we're joining you. It's pretty warm today here too. So enjoying the little taste of it that we get, I guess. But that's okay. That's the joys of living north.
That's what summer is for, right?
Yep. Yeah, those 2 or 3 weeks we get are just amazing. So that's good.
You get more than that. And
I know.
They're beautiful months up there in Michigan. Absolutely.
Yeah, for sure.
Beautiful.
Yeah. It definitely. I guess. You know, I've never lived anywhere else, so I guess I don't know, if we just take it for granted so much, or do we just appreciate it? I don't know. I think if you live somewhere different, you have such different perspectives. And
I think a lot of it is you appreciate the summer months after those long winters. And, the summer is beautiful there. There's so many lakes and so much green grass and tall trees, and it's just a beautiful, beautiful landscape in the summertime. Whereas down here in Texas, it's, of course, very hot, and it gets into the 90s and stays there, or can get into the 100s and stay there for weeks at a time. So puts a hurt on a lot of the foliage, and so it's not nearly as green as it is up in Michigan.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. I guess. I'll take it today. All right. I'm liking it. So, Chuck, I know that.
Yeah, I remember my son came up to visit from San Antonio while we were still there in Michigan. We went to a Tigers game. And, outside the stadium there, just lush green grass all over the place now. He just got down and rolled around in it.
Uh-huh.
loved it so much. And just, hey, look at that lush green grass. It's just beautiful.
Wow.
And you got so many beautiful, beautiful golf courses up there, as a result of the frequent watering and frequent and good grasses and so on and so forth. So some beautiful courses.
Yeah.
You're not much
of
a golfer, are you, though?
I'm kind of a hack. I play here and there, but I kind of peaked at an early age and never really got further with it. So I don't play enough to – I don't really play enough to actually say, well, I'm going to be a good golfer. But I do okay.
Right.
I mean, I can hit it straight and I hit it decent, but I'm definitely just an average golfer, nothing I would ever write home about. But I started playing really late. I didn't start playing until I was like 27. So that was kind of a weird thing.
Alrighty. So what do you want to talk about today?
Well, there's a few different things that I wanted to go over. And this has been something that has been going on that I've been getting some feedback from around here lately, and I'm wondering if it might be something that goes on, there as well. We talk about, we know there's free groups that are out there. There's other types of groups, the mastermind groups and the other named groups. And what I've been finding is that we're getting new people because of those groups. And the number one thing that people are talking about is exclusivity. And so they're going to, a real estate masterminds group, and there's 14 realtors at the meeting, and there's 13 mortgage people. And so there's value in what they teach, there's value in what they talk about and that kind of stuff. But from a networking standpoint, there's very little to be shared amongst the people. And so the last two chapters that I've actually begun have come from people that have gone to those types of meetings and were really like, well, wait, how does this work for me? And so I thought we could spend a little time kind of talking about the exclusivity, what it means, and how it impacts the different types of people that are part of the LBN family.
Okay, well, there are different types of groups, and those different groups do different things more effectively than others. Like the mastermind group is really designed to bring together the realtors and the mortgage people, and they might find within that group one or two people that might become good referral partners for them, and that's mm-hmm. that's good. But the primary purpose of that group is not so much to be a referral organization, but more so to be educational. They typically have some speakers that come in and talk at each of their meetings, and to bring together people that are in the same industry so that they can share what's going on in the industry, learn from each other, grow from those relationships, and perhaps be able to identify a couple that they can single out and say, hey, I really like this guy. I'd like to build a referral partner relationship with him. But their primary purpose is not referral generation. So those very same people that might go to those mastermind groups occasionally might also be a part of an LBN chapter and be, attend those LBN meetings on a regular basis where they have exclusivity. They are the only ones in their business category, in other words, and therefore they get all of the referrals that are for a realtor, for instance. So, LBN's focus is a little different. We're primarily referral focused, and so we want to bring people together that are in related businesses, but we only want one of each type, so that they can complement each other, so that they can generate referrals for each other, and they don't have to share those referrals that are generated for their business category with two or three other people that are in the same business. And when you have that situation, of course, it becomes a competition between those three realtors, let's say, as to who's going to get the most referrals. And so then it kind of creates, little wars within the group. And, people are irritated when you do business with him and not me, and creates a lot of ill will. And so, that's how we're structured. But, our primary goal, again, is referral generation and maximizing the number of referrals that each member within a chapter receives. So we try to build a team that is compatible, but each position is exclusive, so we don't have these battles over who's going to get the referrals. Typically, in those situations where you have two or three people and you have a group where that's allowed, where you don't have exclusivity, you'll find that the one that's been there the longest, or maybe one that's really outstanding, tends to get all of the referrals and the others don't get any or get very few. And so there's two out of three are disadvantaged in that environment if it's referrals that they're really interested in generating. So it really depends upon the purpose of your group. A Chamber of Commerce is designed to be a broad group with many people in the same business category, but they may break up into smaller groups to do some networking and some referral generation. So, you know, each group's a little bit different. We have our focus and try to be the best at what we do. Does that
right.
make sense
yeah.
to you?
That's exactly what I was hoping you were going to say. Now, I wanted to kind of take that to another level and kind of get into, because I know that, you know, as we have people come in and they complete their applications and they have, you know, they have a category, I want you to kind of, if you can go into a little detail of how we've actually broken those categories down so that that we're not allowing somebody to have everything in a category, but it's set up so that we can bring in other, you know, other types of businesses that can complement the people.
Right. Well, let's, you know, let's take an insurance as an example.
Okay.
Of course, in the insurance business, excuse me, I may have to sneeze here.
Okay.
In the insurance business, you have property. I'm sorry. Property and casualty. You have life insurance. You have health insurance. You have disability. You have long-term care. You have vision. You have, you know, various other types of health coverage, and then you have the supplemental insurance like Aflac and so on and so forth. So, if you allow someone to represent all of those categories, what you're doing is you're cheating the group, because that group might be able to have two or three or possibly even four people that represent those different categories you know, could each represents a pool of referrals that they bring to the group. And if you focus on only having one person cover all of those categories, you've in effect pushed away all those referrals that those two or three other people might bring in. So the tendency is to, or our policy basically is to say to someone, we'll give you several categories, but we're not going to give you all of those categories. We want you to have enough business so that you're going to be successful in LBN and you're going to be generating enough new business from LBN that you're going to want to stick around and be a part of the group and benefit from participation. But we're not going to give you so much that it really becomes unfair to others within the chapter, so that you're tying up all these categories and you're not not bringing as many referrals as others within the group could be receiving if they're, you know, if we had three people with three categories each. So the whole idea in terms, you know, typically you'll get that first individual in and they'll pick several categories that they really want to represent. And then someone else will come along and say, well, you know, I would be happy if I could just do this, this, and this, which aren't directly competitive with those categories the first person chose. And so although we recognize there is some overlap, because although they're representing those three categories, they actually may be offering in their business several more of the categories, some of which overlap with the person that's already in there. They may, you know, be perfectly happy just representing three categories that are non-competitive. And if they get any referral opportunities in categories that the first person represents, they're happy to pass them along to them. So that's the perfect complementary situation where they represent different categories and they share leads in within their respective areas of specialization. So the whole idea is to try to find that balance where it works out. And then you have, you know, you have business lines and you have individual lines of insurance. Someone may come in and want to do strictly business. Another person may want to do strictly individual lines, property and casualty, home, auto, a little bit of life insurance, maybe an umbrella policy, that sort of thing. And the other guy wants to do workman's comp and property and casualty for commercial facilities and some life insurance that might work into the 401k plans and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's entirely possible to split along those lines as well. And each chapter kind of has to figure out what that balance is within their chapter and try to work it out so that they can, in fact, have several people in the chapter represented different lines and every one of them getting sufficient support within the chapter so that it makes sense for them to stick, to stay around. Right. Our goals are twofold. Number one, to make sure that the individual gets enough out of LBN to make it worthwhile for them to continue to be a part of the group, but also for the chapter to benefit sufficiently so that we're not kind of cutting them off from opportunities by giving someone such broad definition of categories that they exclude all others. And frequently you find that people do have areas of specialization that they really tend to like to focus on, and they become experts in those areas, and they may have special products in those areas, and they have special knowledge and experience and ways of handling customers in those areas. And so, they really can do a better job of serving the client's needs than someone else who kind of treats that as a second or third or fourth focus within their business. So it helps everybody if you can find that right balance where people work within their areas of specialization, and yet, you know, one guy, because he specializes in this area, may overlap with somebody in that's already in the chapter slightly. But that's okay frequently because of the referrals that they can generate in those categories that they don't represent. It becomes very beneficial to both people to have the two of them in the chapter. They become great referral partners for one another.
Right, right. And that's really the big goal. And so, you know, for our audience, you know, these are conversations that, you know, we allow the members to have between them, you know, so that we want to kind of set the ground rules up so that there's no disappointment, there's no misunderstandings, so that we know going in that this is what you're going to get. If somebody new comes in, what we have done in some situations is somebody may give up a category. And so we have a document we actually fill out that's signed that, you know, that they're acknowledging this is the bucket that they're going to be working from, so that nothing is ever done. But what I love about what we do is that we're never taking somebody and cutting them off. So, like, I know there's other groups that somebody will get auto and another person will get home. Well, how can you – those are – so with the merging of plans and stuff and the group discounts and all that different stuff, that's ridiculous. And so those are things that we're never going to do. And so what we try to do is, based upon the categories – we let them work within their expertise and let them make the decisions, and they'll support, you know, as long as it makes sense, we'll support that. So I think that's important. And on the same line, I had a situation about a year ago where I had a financial planner in one of my chapters, and his dues had come due. And so I had invited another financial planner to come to the chapter, and the other guy was like, "Whoa, I just didn't pay, and I still want to be in the group." I'm like, okay, well, now, you know, what are we going to do? So what I suggested was that those two talk, because the one guy talked about totally different stuff, and they ended up talking to each other and deciding that they hated what each other did. They wanted nothing to do with what each other did. And so we ended up having two financial planners in that chapter. And so it was like, so on the surface, they're going to go, oh, my God, it's a conflict. But when they were able to talk about what they did and they realized that they could stick within the things that they loved to do and the things that made them the most money, they were like, absolutely, you know, I want that other person to be there. And they support each other dramatically.
Yes, and they can be, you know, tremendous referral partners for each other. And, you know, one thing that we do that some other groups don't do is we allow the chapters to make these decisions. We don't come up with a financial planner and say, you're going to accept this guy. It's up to them to interview the guy, to work out these issues, if there are issues with others in the chapter. Like, you know, an insurance guy and a financial planner are both going to be selling life insurance.
Right.
But they, you know, they have different purposes. One is really for a long-term investment. The other might be term insurance that, you know, just to, you know, make sure you're covered in case of a catastrophe. It's inexpensive and so on and so forth. So, but they frequently can sit down and work that out between them and say, hey, you know, I'll take the whole life. You take the term insurance and you know, we'll work it out, or we'll both represent those categories, they're in both cases, they're really ancillary to what we really want to do. And so if we get a client that's really in our bailiwick, but they also want life insurance, I'll go ahead and do it. So those decisions are better made at the local chapter level. When you start forcing people into situations, the members get mad, the chapter gets mad, you're likely to lose several people. And if you're not careful, you cut down the number of referrals that an individual gets to a point where it no longer makes sense for any of them to stay in the group.
Right. Right. And based on feedback I've gotten from others and other groups, these are things that are big issues. That's why I thought it was worth discussing. On that same line, and I actually had this happen this morning, and I want to, you know, have people understand that, you know, sometimes more than one person in the category will visit a chapter and may be interested in joining the group. And what I had this morning was I had three different people that do mortgages that actually visited the chapter. All three of them are interested in joining. And Chuck, what I want you to do is just kind of go into, you know, the way that we handle that scenario, so that you know, what I want people to understand, because I go back to when I visited, before I was a part of LBN, when I visited, you know, a BNI chapter, and was basically, you know, I had a guy shove a pen in my face and tell me to start filling in the application. And I was like, whoa, dude, I'm not even sure that I want to be a part of this. And then he told me to get the F out. And so that was my experience. And what I've, in the last 8 or 9 years, I've talked to a bunch of people that have had that similar kind of an experience when they're trying to join something. And what I want, if you can kind of elaborate a little bit, Chuck, on the way that we approach it when we get multiple people that will apply for a spot in a chapter.
Well, typically we'll do interviews. And, you know, the person that's going to be most affected by this mortgage person is going to be the real estate person that's in the chapter. And so we really want to give them an opportunity to talk to these people and determine which one they would really like to work with, you know, because their compatibility is going to determine whether or not referrals are actually passed. So, you know, we want to get those people involved who are going to be impacted the most by the presence of this new individual in the chapter. So, you know, they'll hold some interviews, they'll talk about, you know, get to know each other, get a good feeling for the you know, credibility of the other individual, their integrity, the types of products and services they're offer, the ranges, you know, you know, we'll let that person that's going to work with them have a big say, maybe not the only say, but a big say, on who gets into the chapter. So that way we end up with people that are compatible, that are willing to work together, that will work together, that will generate referrals for each other. If you're a realtor and you're stuck in a chapter with a mortgage person you just don't trust, you're not going to send them referrals. You just won't.
Right.
And so that mortgage person, if they're not getting referrals, is not going to send any referrals back to the realtor. Right. So here we have two people that should be generating referrals, two or three referrals possibly every meeting, and instead they refuse to work together. Well, that's certainly not going to help the chapter. That's certainly not going to help them. That just doesn't make any sense. So, you know, that compatibility, willingness, and ability to work with one another is really important to us, and we want our members to be successful, so we want them to find people they can work with.
So that's exactly the way that, you know, I approached it this morning, and the thing that I, because they're like, who should we pick? And I'm like, why are you asking me? this isn't for me. This is something you've got to work with forever. And the only thing that I'm ever going to do is I see red flags. If there's things that I see or, you know, things that I notice about the person or about, you know, their social media presence or something like that, I'll share that. But in the situation this morning, all three were really good. And so, you know, I invited them all to join. We put in place exactly what you were just talking about and what, you know, whichever person they select. And one of the things that I actually, in the conversation with them, was to say, is there a way that more than one of you could be in here? Because what I basically had was one was a bank, one was a credit union, and one was worked for a lender. And so, you know, in that scenario, typically somebody who works for a lender don't do equity loans. And so with the bank and the credit union, do home equity loans. And so one of the things that I suggested was, you know, would you be comfortable coming in just talking about equity loans? And would you be comfortable with that being something that, you know, you never talk about? And so I kind of put that there. So if I kind of broke it down, it's really one person that has specifically for purchases and refinances. The other person is going to have more of the banking side of it available, as well as home equity loans. So I can see two of them becoming part of it, but two of them were very, very similar. So all three would never work. But you know, I think that, but going through exactly what you talked about, Chuck, was the tools that we put in their hands, and kind of said, here's your homework to work up, and we'll see, you know, which of them join, and we'll, you know, we'll accept them and get them rolling and, you know, help them be successful.
It's possible that one of the bankers might, either the banker or the credit union, might do commercial loans and might be willing to work strictly on commercial business.
Right.
And so, you know, that might be another way to have them in the same chapter and yet not compete directly with one another. So.
Yeah, and it wasn't something they were. Any of them had made any mention of, but it's a good thought, and I'm gonna look more into it myself, because I'm just gonna try to offer, you know, my feedback, but I'm never gonna say you gotta pick this person or whatever. I've only had it happen. There's only been one time recently. I was at a potential new chapter, and there was an attorney that came to the meeting, and the guy would not make eye contact with anybody. It was the most terrifying thing I've ever seen, Chuck. Can you imagine having an attorney won't look at you? I was like, do I have a booger on my nose, or what's going on here? And I started watching this guy, and there were like three or four people at the meeting, and he would not look at anybody. And so when we got done, the lady's like, isn't he great? And I'm like, no, he's not. I mean, who would hire an attorney who won't look at him? That would be the most terrifying thing I've ever seen in my life. So that's the one I've said, like, yeah, that's no way. That one's not going to work.
Yeah. Well, you know, there are those situations, and sometimes sometimes chapters are so anxious to grow that they don't see these things, or they just want to say, okay, anybody that applies, we're going to accept. And sometimes you need to back them down a little bit and say, you know, is this guy really right for your group?
Right.
So it's really situation by situation, but you know, we provide guidance, we don't make decisions, and that, I think that's really an important distinction between LBN and some of the other groups. They make decisions,
sure,
and then force them into your chapter whether you want them or not. Or
right.
they'll go visit with your Mount Clemens chapter and end up being placed in the South Lyon chapter because their position is filled in Mount Clemens. That ain't
right,
going to work.
No. I'm like, when you drive past 9 chapters to go to your home chapter, it's not a good game plan.
Right. So, but that, you know, that does happen with some of the other groups as well. They'll have an open house, a visitor's day. They'll sign up as many people as they can, and then anybody they can't put in that chapter, they'll just sign them to some other chapter. And they have no choice. You know, this is going to be your chapter, and this is where you go. Maybe, you know, might be a mortgage person that is completely incompatible with the real estate person in the chapter where they've been placed. And so, you know, that puts money in the pocket of the referral organization, but it doesn't help the chapter, and it doesn't help the members within that chapter.
Right. Yeah. So I definitely like our system, and the feedback that I get from others is that they're relieved. They're relieved. And what I told, you know, the people today is that just because you submit an application doesn't mean you're going to be accepted. And so, you know, they submit their applications, and then, you know, if they're not selected, then their choice is going to be they just get the refund. Or if there's a chapter that's local that has an opening for them, then I would invite them to visit that chapter. And then that chapter has the ability to accept them or deny them. And so that's kind of the way that, you know, how we do it differently than what we see done by, you know, by others. So that's everything I wanted to talk about in that.
The third option is for them to start their own chapter.
Right.
You know, they're interested in LBN, but they can't get into the chapter they'd like to join, and there's not another one that's convenient. It's possible that they might want to start their own chapter, and we can build a chapter around them, which may ultimately actually be more effective for them than the one they were going to join in the first place. Because if you build a chapter out of people that already know, like, and trust you, you're going to benefit from that extremely well. So that's the third option.
And that's really the chapter that I was at this morning. That's what they're doing. It's a brand new chapter that, and they were one of the people that had gone to the Michigan real estate thing. And it was just like, okay, I want more than that. And so we start talking, and the decision was made to, you know, to start a chapter around them, and that's what we're doing. So yeah, for sure. So if somebody is in that, you're in Southeast Michigan, and you feel there are no openings, maybe you've talked to you know, a chapter around, and you see there's nothing available in your spot, let us know. And if you can get together 3 or 4 people that you trust and you like, then what I simply do is to say, let's meet for coffee, and we can kind of go over the basics of it and see if it's something that you'd want to move forward with. And then at least you're going to know. So, you know, I welcome those conversations. I welcome the coffee. And again, we're always looking to help other businesses grow. So right now, we're doing a new chapter that's in, it's in Rochester, but they're focusing north up to Washington. Then I have another chapter that came in the same way. It's in Richmond, which is further east and north. And then just a couple of days ago, I was talking to a guy in Westland who was in the same situation where there was just nothing open around him. and he was looking for that. And so, you know, he's in that exploratory part, looking around to say, hey, are there a couple of people that I would really like to, you know, build my business around? And that's how most of the chapters have come together, you know, is following that, you know, following that way. And it's a good thing to do. It's fun. And I the thing I like about it is that it's your own. You know, you're not joining something that's been around for years that you may have to kind of alter who you are, what you do. To me, you know, get like-minded people around you, and I think it can be amazing. So either way works. There's no right or wrong. It's just whatever makes the most sense to you for the time and money and stuff you're investing. Chuck, I wanted to spend a little bit of time about talking about the event next week. But we still have quite a bit of time. Was there something else that you wanted to go over? I know I've kind of dominated the first half hour.
Well, I might talk a little bit about the B2B conference call we had yesterday.
Okay.
Our B2B conference calls really are designed to help our members who are B2B businesses. And typically, they need to serve a somewhat broader market area than, say, a homeowner services chapter, where we have the local realtor and the local mortgage person and so on. So even though they may be part of a chapter that's primarily homeowner services related, there will be some need for their services within that chapter. But that may not be sufficient to, you know, provide them with enough revenue from LBN to make it worth their while to remain within LBN. And so, you know, in LBN, we allow them the opportunity to reach out to people in other chapters, and they can do that through cross-chapter visits, some of our industry exchanges or other social events, and the B2B conference call is another way to do it. And the B2B conference call actually allows us to connect people in Texas with people in Michigan. So some people that may be able to work anywhere in the country can reach out, across 2,000 miles to people down here in Texas. So we had about 7 or 8 people on the call last night. Not a huge number. But we seem to be consistently getting that number, and hopefully we'll continue to grow it. And basically what we do on those calls is allow people to just share who they are, what they do, what their target market is, what makes them unique or better than the competition, and also who their ideal referral partners are. Because it's possible that some of the people on the call could be their ideal referral partners. So we just do a round robin. After everybody gets on the call, we usually chat for 5 minutes or so until everybody shows up. And then we just go around and everybody has the opportunity to introduce themselves, tell a little bit about themselves, identify ways in which the others can other people can help them, either through potential customers or ideal referral partners, and sure, wrap it up with your contact information so they can get in touch with each other. And, you know, it's just another opportunity for our B2B people to find those people in other chapters that might either be prospects or potential referral partners. And typically, it's the latter, the ideal referral partners that typically you're going to find. Occasionally we'll have somebody step up and say, hey, you know, I need to talk to you about that. I can use that kind of help in my business. But for the most part, it's people recognizing that they might be good referral partners for somebody else and sharing that information. And then, of course, they can take that information and look at the people they know within their chapter or within their sphere of influence and see if there might be somebody that could be a good prospect or referral partner for any one of the individuals on the call. And typically, we'll find, you know, almost immediately three or four of the people on the call could be good referral partners for each other. So, of course, they call each other, set up a one-on-one meeting, and take that opportunity. I also think about the people that I know that might be good customers or referral partners for the people on the call and try to connect them with those people. And the others do the same for each other. So it's just another way of growing your business. Yesterday we were on the call for 40 minutes and we found a number of compatibilities immediately, and I'm sure more business will accrue from some of the contacts that were made right then and there. And so it's a good thing. We're enjoying doing it, and people are finding benefit from it. And yesterday we had a couple of financial planners, a notary public, there was somebody that did resumes for executives and helped them develop their branding, personal branding, that sort of thing. There was a guy that does property management. It was a good variety of businesses. There was a videographer on the call, so a good variety of businesses, and several of them found good connections. And so we do those every month on the second Tuesday at 4 o'clock Michigan time, 3 o'clock Texas time. And it's a good time. People are finding good benefit.
Yeah, I've gotten really positive feedback about it, and I'm glad it's something that we've added to the menu of things that we're bringing to our members.
Yeah, we're constantly looking for new and different ways to help our members to bring them something that another organization might not, to differentiate ourselves. But mostly we just want to help them get more business, so whatever we can do.
All right, cool. So we have two big events coming up next week, and I really wanted to spend some time talking about those. The first is an event that we're doing with the Farmington Area Chamber of Commerce, and this is something we've had in the works for 7 or 8 months. And the name of the event is Business News, Bourbon, Bikes, and Brews. And it's going to be held at the Motor City Harley-Davidson dealership in Farmington Hills. And I'm looking for the address. I'll have that in a second. But if you're in the Farmington Hills area, you're going to know the Harley dealer. Apparently everybody knows where that dealership is. But what we're doing is we're teaming up with them, and there's going to be, and actually I'm just going to look at the flyer. I'm going to read what the flyer says. It says, Farmington's first ever Business News Bourbon Bites and Brews Expo will focus on showcasing our businesses to consumers and to other businesses, accompanied by beer and whiskey tasting with our own Motor City Harley as the host. The Farmington B4 Expo will feature our local area businesses, music and food. Vendors range from small to large size businesses and local area restaurants. The Farmington B4 Expo is an excellent hands-on opportunity to see what other members are selling and promoting. And so what they have is they have a group of different sponsor packages that they're offering, and they vary from $750, $1,500, $2,000, $3,000, and a whole bunch of different stuff that comes with it. But the part that we're really looking to be involved in is the expo participants. They're going to have 40 tables available for vendors. And what we've done is we've teamed up with them, with the chamber, and what they're actually doing is they're offering their tables for LBN members for $300 for the table. And it's a 10-foot exhibit space with a 6-foot table and 2 chairs. And here's the really cool part of this, is that for just an additional $50, you actually get a 1-year membership to the chamber. So that was just like, holy cow, I was so happy to see that part of it. And then if you're not a member or not part of LBN, it's $400 for table space there. Now what we're going to do,
getting chamber member rates on the table and this additional offer of an annual membership, which is worth something like $250, $300 for only 50 bucks. So really
minimum.
A tremendous value.
It is. And if you have more, because it's based on employees. So if you're a larger size company, it could save you even more because they're not limited on size of company. If you get a table, you get membership for 50 bucks. Yeah. Yep. So that was like, I was really impressed with that. And so what we're doing is the interaction that we have is that we're expecting to be, a pretty large number of LBN people that are going to be there. I'm not sure how many that we have tables yet. I haven't gotten a head count on that yet. But we're going to have a table there. And so if you are there, make sure you come by and say hey. But what we are going to be doing is that for an hour before the event opens, so from 4 until 5, we're going to be doing some speed networking. And so LBN will be running that hour, and really what we're trying to do is we're trying to bring together people from the chamber to people from LBN, and having that hour where it's just going to be us. It's not going to be the general public that's going to be open. And then the way it'll work is that if you can go to the event, the event's free. So there's no cost to go in and go to the event and check it out. But if you want to do the bourbon tasting, there's a $30 fee. And I guess that there's going to be a ton of different stuff that you can sample from. And so that should be a pretty incredible night. So it's going to be June 21st, so that's next Thursday, from 5 until 9. And again, at the Harley-Davidson dealership in Farmington Hills. And so we're excited about this.
Yeah, that's $30 ticket. You get the whiskey tasting. There's beer tasting. I think they're going to have some simulated Harley-Davidson rides that you can take. They have and then a bunch of other stuff, like mugs and T-shirts and so on. I'm not sure exactly what the stuff is, but there's a whole variety of things. And, of course, they'll have a description of that for you when they get there to the event so you can look and see, exactly what it is. And so it's it really sounds like it's going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement. It's open to the public. It will be promoted heavily within the Farmington Hills area, so that there should be an excellent crowd. If you have a product that's kind of B2C oriented, it makes a tremendous amount of sense to have an exhibit there. But it would also make some sense for some B2B people as well, because there will be all those exhibitors, there will be members from the chamber. There will be LBN members, so there will be a lot of businesses represented within the crowd as well. So it just sounds like it's really going to be a lot of fun, a lot of excitement, sort of a carnival-type atmosphere, sounds like. And I think there's some food tasting that will go on as well.
Yes.
So it sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, because it says there's going to be vendors. It says there's going to be vendors from a bunch of the different local restaurants are going to have food there.
Who knows? I might hop on my Harley and show up.
I'm videotaping that. When you roll up, I'm getting that on video, Chuck, because I want to see that. It's pretty hilarious. All right, but you know what? You can't wear your helmet because you got to have your silver locks blowing in the breeze. You can't have a helmet on.
There you go.
So that's a big event that's going on next Thursday. But I think aren't we next Tuesday? Isn't that our
Tuesday? Isn't it?
Okay, you're right, Chuck. The following Tuesday, the 26th. So the 26th will be the next in our series of our exchanges that we're doing, and this is going to be focused on financial services. And so, Chuck, do you want to kind of go into some breakdown of what we consider, you know, what fits into that category?
Right. You know, basically, anybody that offers any kind of financial services, either to the public or to businesses, are the types of people we'd like to get together for this event. Or even, you know, I talked with a fellow in our Troy chapter, Joe Waynes, and he is a software developer, and he has some programming that's designed to help businesses manage their finances. So he's going to show up and be there to talk about, you know, what he has to offer. But, you know, think of accountants, financial planners, banks, lenders, collections agents, bankruptcy attorneys, you know, anybody that's related to finances in any way, shape, or form, employee benefits, 401ks, et cetera. All of those people are eligible to attend, both commercial lenders and residential lenders. You know, so I would say, you know, within the LBN family, there's probably at least 100 people that are in those categories. And, you know, if we can get a third of them there, we'll have a great crowd. So it will be a tremendous opportunity to meet people that might be great referral partners for you, or some may even be prospects, depending upon what your product or service is. And you're there to run it, so why don't you tell them what's actually going to happen at the event?
So what we're meeting at it's at Mr. B's in downtown Royal Oak, which is at Main Street and 11 Mile. And we actually have the lower level of the building, so it's our, you know, we basically have the entire space to ourselves. And what we do is the event goes from 5:30 to 7:30. One of the things I would recommend is that if you're going to come, I would try to leave a few minutes early. They're doing some major construction directly behind Mr. B's, and parking can be a bit of a challenge. So I would definitely allow a few extra minutes. And then one of the cool things that they've done now in most of the parking in Royal Oak now is you don't have to deal with change anymore. You can just put it up, do your credit card, which has made this whole thing a lot easier. Yeah, which is nice. Yeah, and apparently what I found out at the
list. I was just about to tell everybody, don't forget your sack of quarters.
I know, and that's always the way it's been. I mean, years past, it was like everybody's running on every hour. But I guess, and I learned this actually at the Legal Exchange, is that there's actually an app that you can download. So I would go to your app store and look, but you can actually download a parking meter app, and it actually communicates with these different cities, and you can actually pay your parking thing on your smartphone. I haven't seen it yet. I was just kind of, my mind was blown. But it was funny because, like, all the attorneys, because they're always dealing with going into Detroit and going to Mount Clemens, and they're always fighting with parking meters. And so I guess this has been the greatest invention to mankind. And these guys were all just talking about the app and how incredible it was and laughing at people that had quarters in their pockets. And it was definitely interesting. So apparently there's this app that's out there. But anyways. Once you get there, you know, get the parking. We do it on a Tuesday because that's typically in Royal Oak. One of the it's not as crazy, you know, it's not as busy, so it's parking isn't as much of a challenge as it will be on other nights. We get there basically the first, you know, 20 minutes, half hour is everybody kind of just meeting and greeting and you know, carousing. I get a bunch of hors d'oeuvres. And everybody can, you know, can dig in and you know, have some food and stuff. And typically at about 6:30, what we're going to do then is we basically get everybody in a big circle, and we let everybody introduce themselves and kind of explain why they're there. You know, what's the reason that they came to this thing? And it's really neat because what I see and what I've seen over the last couple of years of doing these is that all of a sudden these light bulbs start going off. And there's these people that are like, I've been looking for you for my entire life. And it's really neat because when I brought the attorneys together the first time, I'm going, wow, I don't know how this is going to go. And it's been a game changer for some of these attorneys. And they can't wait for the next one to do. And so everyone we've done, there's been really good feedback, and it's a very low-key, it's a fun thing where there's not a ton of structure, but we definitely want to make sure that everybody meets each other and everybody has a bite to eat. We actually there's an open bar, it's a cash bar, and we have our own bartender. So you're not fighting with a crowd trying to get a drink or something. They're right there for us. The service has been phenomenal that they've offered to us. They assign a bartender right to us, and the food's good, and it's a good time. So it will be, again, on the fourth Tuesday at Mr. B's. It goes 5:30 to 7:30. Some people stick around longer than that, but the 7:30 tends to be the time that it usually starts breaking down, and the cost is just $15, and that covers all the food. And then if you want a drink, then you're going to pay for your own drinks, but everything else is covered for that. And so that'll be the financial services and the businesses that are related to that. I know that when we did the legal one, the last one was illegal, and I know that we had a guy who does web design who developed a website for one of the biggest attorneys in Southeast Michigan. And this guy's website was a huge part of this guy's success. And it was something where when he was kind of sharing some of the ideas and different things that he did, these people were so glad this guy came, because he was kind of able to share some of the stuff that he offered that they didn't even know, as far as how to get recognized and how to get traffic and how to do that stuff. And so that's what we're looking for. We're looking for people to have the ability to meet and greet people that are in similar situations. They can talk about their successes and things perhaps that are frustrating for them. And you have basically an open ear for people to listen. And then the other part are the people that are going to complement their businesses, that can really, fill in a missing piece or a missing gap that they have. And so so that's kind of where we're going to be. So next 2 weeks, a couple of really awesome things.
The strategy at that type of an event is to find two or three people that you think might be good referral partners for you, get to know a little bit about them at the event, but then once you recognize that, hey, this could be a valuable relationship where we can both benefit if we figure out a way to work together a little bit, then set up a one-on-one with them. So what you want to do is walk away from there with two or three one-on-one meetings with people that could be ideal referral partners. And every ideal referral partner could be thousands of dollars new business.
For sure. Yeah. And
are we
so
at the end?
Yes, we have about 2 minutes left, Chuck. So if you want to share your final thoughts for the show today.
Well, basically, all the we talked about three different ways to promote yourself within LBN here. The B2B conference call, the industry exchange, and also the chamber event. So what we want to do at LBN is to provide that extra value, to find ways to help you promote your business in many different ways. The Livonia chapter also has a speed networking event going on at the end of the month, which was in our news notes. It's on our calendar. And all of these things are really there to help you get more business. So take advantage.
For sure. All right, well, everybody, it's our last minute. So that's it for today. I really, really appreciate everybody listening and tuning in. And we really appreciate you being a part of the show. Chuck, you have a great rest of your day. And to our audience, thanks for tuning in. And as always, God bless America. We'll see you next week. Take care. Bye-bye. Bye, Chuck.
Thanks, Al. Bye-bye.